Power Outside the Matrix, Cult of the Reality Builders, John Rappaport. June 26, 2021, by John Rappaport. The Cult of the Reality Builders has been alive and well since the beginning of history on planet Earth. The cult takes on different forms, but the objective has always been the same: create a central image that conveys basic concepts of existence. During my 30 years as a reporter covering the news behind the news, I've seen countless instances in which the Matrix shows up, swims into view. The Matrix, the central image, is a lie. But not just any lie. It is very deep shared picture of reality. It has all the earmarks of being true. Therefore, many people accept it. People know it's right. People believe that, if it were wrong, if it were an illusion, their view of the world would melt. So they retreat. They turn their backs. They settle into accepting the Matrix picture. People need more power, more individual power, so they can both stand and operate outside the Matrix. Wherever you see false pictures of reality, in the areas of science, politics, energy, medicine, media, money, covert intelligence, the military, religion, multinational corporations, you also see the need for individuals to gain power, so they can stand and operate outside these pictures. Limited concepts of space, time, and energy, these, too, are given to human beings as the be-all and end-all of a story. A story that ultimately short-circuits and shortchanges what the individual is really capable of. The entire mural of imposed reality is aimed at radically diminishing the individual's power. So in addition to my work as an investigative reporter, I've been researching the individual's ability to go beyond this mural of reality. In the late 1980s, in concert with the brilliant hypnotherapist Jack True, who gave up doing hypnosis with his patients, I developed many exercises and techniques for expanding the creative power of the individual. Both Jack and I were continuing a tradition that goes all the way back to early Tibet. Some of those exercises are included in my collection, Power Outside the Matrix. These techniques are aimed at accessing more energy, more imagination, more stability and intelligence beyond the mural of reality. Power Outside the Matrix is all about being able to think, act, and create both outside and inside the Matrix. Because that's the goal, to be able to function in both places. People are consciously or unconsciously fixated on boundaries and systems. They are hoping for whatever can be delivered through a system. That fixation is a form of mind control. Freedom isn't a system. But freedom needs creative power, otherwise it just sits there and becomes a lonely statue gathering dust in an abandoned park. At one time or another, every human being who has ever lived on this planet has abandoned his creative power. The question is, does he want to get it back? It never really goes away. It is always there. It is the basis of a life that can be lived. A life that can be chosen. People instead choose roles that don't require that power. They think this is a winning strategy. It isn't. A section of my mega collection, titled Power Outside the Matrix and the Invention of New Reality, features creative exercises you do on a daily basis that will help you move toward the goal of power outside the Matrix. The exercises are all about increasing your energy and stability, and about the invention of new spaces. Access to your internal energy, in huge amounts, is necessary for a life outside the Matrix, rather than relying on the illusory energy that the Matrix seems to provide. I've developed the exercises for exactly that purpose: your energy, your dynamism. Power Outside the Matrix also features a long section called Analyzing Information in the Age of Disinformation. It's filled with specific examples of my past investigations. Based on 25 years of experience, it shows you how to take apart and put together data that lead to valid conclusions. It is far more than a logic course. It's an advanced approach to analysis. Establishing power outside the Matrix requires that a person be able to deal with today's flood of information, misinformation, and disinformation. I've left no stone unturned in bringing you a workable approach to analysis. There is a further extensive section titled, A Writer's Tutorial. People have been asking me to provide this tutorial, and here it is in spades. But it's not just for writers. It's for any creative person who wants to grasp his own power, understand it, and use it to reach out into the world. The tutorial exposes you to lessons that go far beyond what is normally taught in writers' seminars. In fact, several core concepts in the tutorial contradict ordinary writers' seminars, and thus give you access to inner resources that would otherwise be ignored. And finally, I have included a number of audio seminars that offer a wider perspective about the Matrix and what it means to live and work outside it. Here are the full contents of my mega collection Power Outside the Matrix. You can order it here. Here are the particulars. These are audio presentations. 55 total hours. Analyzing Information in the Age of Disinformation, 11.5 hours, Writer's Tutorial, 8.5 hours, Power Outside the Matrix and the Invention of New Reality, 6.5 hours, then you will receive the following audio presentations I have previously done: The Third Philosophy of Imagination, 1 hour, The Infinite Imagination, 3 hours, The Mass Projection of Events, 1.5 hours, The Decentralization of Power, 1.5 hours, Creating the Future, 6 hours, Pictures of Reality, 6 hours, The Real History of America, 2 hours, Corporations, The New Gods, 7.5 hours, I have included an additional bonus section, The Complete Text, 331 pages, of AIDS Incorporated, the book that exposed a conspiracy of scientific fraud deep within the medical research establishment. The book has become a sought-after item, since its publication in 1988. It contains material about viruses, medical testing, and the invention of disease that is, now and in the future, vital to our understanding of phony epidemics arising in our midst, and how to analyze them. I assure you, the revelations in the book will surprise you. They cut much deeper and are more subtle than virus made in a lab scenarios. A 2-hour radio interview I did on AIDS in DEC 1987 with host Roy Tuckman on KPFK in Los Angeles, California. My book, The Secret Behind Secret Societies, all the audio presentations are MP3 files and the books are PDF files. You download them upon purchase. You'll receive an email with a link to the entire collection. This is about your power. Not as an abstract idea, but as a living core of your being. This is about accessing that power and using it to invent realities without end. John Rappaport, the author of three explosive collections, The Matrix Revealed, Exit from the Matrix, and Power Outside the Matrix, John was a candidate for a U.S. congressional seat in the 29th District of California. He maintains a consulting practice for private clients, the purpose of which is the expansion of personal creative power. Nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, he has worked as an investigative reporter for 30 years, writing articles on politics, medicine, and health for CBS Health Watch Louisiana Weekly, Spin Magazine, Stern, and other newspapers and magazines in the U.S. and Europe. John has delivered lectures and seminars on global politics, health, logic, and creative power to audiences around the world.